Bol Deng Bol, chairperson of the Jonglei Civil Society Network, says the violence in Upper Nile has not only affected that state, but the entire country. He says the fighting has pitted young men against each other, resulting in many deaths.
The number of people have also died. Thousands of them are displaced. More than 8,000 are displaced and now have sought safety at the POC in Malakal. So this is a consequence, youth killing themselves, youth being mobilized by some armed groups, to fight against the other communities. This is what is happening, and it's really affecting us, really affecting our country as well.
Speaking to South Sudan in Focus, Edmund Yakani, executive director of the NGO Community Empowerment for Progress, urged President Salva Kiir to find an immediate solution in different communities in the area and between the forces of Simon Gatwich and Johnson Oloi.
We see there's no any objective of those violence that are claiming lives of youth innocently and forcing population to displacement. Some of this population are aged people, persons with disability, children, elderly, and also women who are lactating.
Yakani called on national political leaders and the international community to set up and put a stop to the human rights abuses occurring in Upper Nile State.
As we speak now, crime against humanity is committed through the violence that is going on between Twichi Dinka and Ngoka Dinka, and the violence that is happening between the forces of Simon Gatwich and Johnson Oloi. We shouldn't be selective if we are prescribing a solution to this crisis. My voice is a voice calling for an immediate solution. My voice is a voice calling for an intervention. My voice is a voice calling stop silence and watching what is going on as a crime against humanity.
Bol agrees that it's time the national government intervene and bring the conflict to an end.
The government should take responsibility, and taking responsibility means calling back these youth that are there. Mobilizing the government forces that are there. This is the first prime responsibility of the government, to not see communities killing themselves. It is unfortunate that this thing is happening at their watch. It is even shameful.
South Sudan Information Minister Michael Makwe says the government is already taking action on the fighting between ethnic communities in Warab State and the Abyei administrative area and the forces of Simon Gatwich and Johnson Oloi.
The only difficulty that we have been facing was the issue of the water, because the whole area is underwater, and we have been facing difficulty in transporting forces to the area.
Gender rights activist Rachel Adao says people are fed up with the violence in Upper Nile State.
Because we are tired of fighting, so let our children have a peaceful environment and women. And we are killing ourselves as South Sudanese. We are not enemies, but we are brothers and sisters.
Thousands of people were forced to flee their homes in Upper Nile State in mid-August between SPLM IO Fiction in Tonga Town and surrounding areas in the state's Panyikang County. Late last month, the Troika countries of the United States, the United Kingdom and Norway voiced deep concern about the continuing violence in Upper Nile State. On Tuesday, authorities in Upper Nile State's Fashoda County said an unknown number of people were killed and thousands of others displaced from their homes after armed militia attacked the area. Fashoda County Commissioner Joseph Aban said the fighting between armed militias began on Saturday and had continued through Monday in several villages. On Wednesday, authorities in the Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal, said armed young men suspected of coming from neighboring Jonglei State, Fangak County, invaded the area. Upper Nile State Information Minister Simon Tut said a group of heavily armed young men who calls themselves the White Army killed an unknown number of civilians. Tut said the armed men who went on a rampage were suspected of crossing the Nile from neighboring Jonglei State, Fangak County, to enter Upper Nile State. The Jonglei State Information Minister denied youth from Jonglei attacked people in Upper Nile. The Jonglei State Information Minister denied youth from Jonglei attacked people in Upper Nile. For VOA News, I am Sheila Pony in Juba.